Hello, everybody. My name is Mercy Grace, and I'm very happy to welcome you to this week's HHU Table Talk Cafe. I have a certificate in my hands, but I'm carrying a backpack full of questions. This week, our mailing list was full of requests about dealing with the topic, what to do after graduating at HHU. With graduation comes decision-making, what to do, where to go, and how to start. These are some of the several questions which go around your mind when you face graduation. But don't worry, today we will help you to deal with all of these question marks. Not only did we invite two former students who graduated from HHU into our studio, we also managed to visit them in their new hometowns. So please, welcome Ned and Kendra.
Hi!
Thanks for the invite.
Hey girls, you look fabulous. I hope you had a comfortable flight to good old Germany.
Yeah, it wasn't that long for me.
It's a pleasure to have you here, girls. So let's start with Kendra. So, you told me that you managed to do your BA in English and Spanish. What did you make out of that?
Well, when I had finished my bachelor studies in English and Spanish here at the HHU, I had absolutely no idea what to do next. Should I do my master, find a job and go to work, or do some placements or spend some time abroad? I just knew that I've always been interested in journalism and that I've always loved Britain.
That sounds interesting, but why journalism?
We did a project in school about writing newspaper articles and what kind of articles there are and stuff like that. So one day I came up with the idea to combine these two things by moving to England and applying at several newspapers and radio stations. And yeah, the result is that I'm living in London at the moment, working as a trainee at The Sun and definitely enjoying the British lifestyle.
Did you say London? One of our studios located there. I should visit you there sometimes.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Cool.
How did you proceed? Weren't you afraid to leave your home and your family behind?
Well, not really afraid. I would say I was more excited to enter a new world and find some new friends and stuff like that.
To give you all a better insight into Kendra's life in London, we visited her there. It's 5 a.m. in the morning and we are now in front of Kendra's apartment in London. Hopefully she didn't oversleep and will open the door for us.
Yeah, who's that?
HHU Table Talk Cafe. Good morning!
Hey folks, you really managed to make it. It's nice to have you here. Just give me a second, I need to drink my coffee and then we can head to the desk.
No problem, Kendra. So Kendra, what are your major tasks when you work at the desk? I hope you're not just a multifunctional copy and coffee machine.
Well, when I started a couple of months ago, I felt kind of like the general docs buddy. I had to make coffee for the employees, copy sheets of paper, and do some cooking for the interview guests. But only a few days later, they told me I was ready to start researching for my first article, which was never published, but never mind, you know. And then, bit by bit, they introduced me to writing effectively and emotionally, how to take professional pictures and how to edit them.
That's really cool. Do you always have to wake up this early?
No. It depends on the time schedule. Sometimes I have to do the morning or the afternoon session.
What do you do in your free time?
The stuff everybody else is doing. Shopping, going to cinema, meeting some friends, listening to music. So folks, I'm sorry, but as from here I can't take you with me, it's staff only.
Oh, that's too bad. We would have loved to meet all your co-workers, especially the one you think is really cute.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Mercy.
London was great and meeting Kendra was really cool, but now we want to talk to Ned. Ned, what was your working experience like?
My working experience? Well, after finishing my BA, I went straight into the master's degree, and after that I needed to get some work experience. It's a major problem for the master and bachelor students that I face this lack of experience.
Yeah, I had the same problem. Many companies refused my application because I had no working experience at all. But I was like, someone has to be the first who gives me the opportunity to start collecting practical knowledge, so that I kept on handing in my applications.
The best way to get it is through internship programs. If you're lucky, you get to work as an intern in the field you'll like to do later at some point. But I wasn't that lucky, so I had to find another way. I did some research and found out about a Ubisoft graduate program as project manager, which gives you exactly the kind of experience. I applied and yeah, I got in.
Wow, Ubisoft, that's a huge company.
That's right. In the first year, you spend your paid full-time job in a local studio. This was easy for me since my studio is located in Düsseldorf. The second year, you're in a studio abroad, and the great thing about it is everything is already paid for. So I didn't have any worries about where I should live and such. At the end of the second year, you get a long-term assignment in a local studio.
What? Are you kidding me? I have to pay such a huge rent in London. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I guess I'm lucky. The long-term assignment studio is located in California. After a graduate program, I stayed in the States for a couple of months, and then I moved to Canada to work for Ubisoft. And I have to say, I really enjoy working for them because I get to meet lots of talented people and I get to work on lots of cool projects. Yeah, best job ever.
California? That's amazing. You said that one of your studios is also located in London. Do you have to travel a lot?
Oh yeah, I get to travel a lot because our studio is all over the world.
Unfortunately, our show is coming to an end, and we didn't manage to show you how we visited NAT in California. But if you want to see it, just log in onto our homepage and watch the full video. Leave comments and questions below. We would love to hear from you. Of course, today's complete show will also be available on our homepage. We hope we could answer some questions for you and inspire you. Next week, we will be dealing with the topic procrastination, when time becomes the greatest enemy. Bye, have a nice week.
Bye.